You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
Ah, what a beautiful Christmas morning this is. You know, I've often thought there's nothing I want to do more on Christmas morning than sit in a Zoom with you three. Should we Thank sing you. A song? Should we sing a Christmas song to like get... We're all in four different Zooms. I feel like we'll hit it. I feel like we'll nail this.
All right, what song do you want?
They call him Rum-pum-pum-pum.
A newborn innocent. Who's going to be David Bowie? And if to bring Greg Cody Show, will it be the worst one yet? I guess we'll see.
Do people listen to podcasts on Christmas? Is anyone is anyone listening to this? Hello out there.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone. It's the Greg Cody Show on a Christmas morning and good for the entire week. So happy holidays.
Do you think people actually believe that we're recording this on Christmas?
Why wouldn't they?
There will be at least one person.
Little do they know, we recorded this back in March.
It could be. It could be. But we're dressed up like Christmas, and we have a special Christmas feature starring Michael Cody.
Hey.
Michael with his classic, clean-sounding audio.
Oh, does it sound bad?
No, it's not. It's actually, for you, it's great.
Right. Calling him from his Christmas submarine.
But yes, we are as Michael shows us jumping Charlie in the Zoom, we are doing Greg Doesn't Know Holiday Movies.
Whoa.
A special rendition of Greg Doesn't Know Movies, holiday-based. Michael, how are we feeling about these questions? Right before air, you were saying that they weren't good.
They're much better now. I've, sorry, the dog is messing with me. Sorry.
Dude,
edit that out.
Nope. We're keeping that in.
Yeah, like speed.
All right. So check it out. The questions are good. Yeah. No, the questions are good. We had a little issue with like the format of them, but no, they're good to go.
It does seem like we did get a little lazy this time with, it seems like every question is who stars in this movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll nail them all.
No,
I feel like you guys didn't work hard enough.
Well, the thing is, he doesn't know anything, so we're just going to go with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, this is our holiday gift to you all, because unlike a lot of other unnamed podcasts, we come out on Christmas Day. We come out on holiday week, Christmas week. We're here for you. That kind of thing.
Name a few.
I can't name any. But
yeah, to name a few.
Okay.
I was recently asked if you listen to any other podcasts, and I was like, no.
If I do?
Yeah.
I listen to The Lebatard Show when I'm on it.
Right.
I listen to South Beach Sessions. I listen to, what's that one you're on, Christopher? Mystery Crate.
When he says he listens to South Beach Sessions, he just means the one he was on over and over again.
No, that's not true. That's not true. You know, sometimes, you know, Lebatard will be talking about some comedian I've never heard of, and I might not listen to that one, but...
You weren't a big fluffy, speaking, not a big fluffy guy?
Yeah, I don't know what his name is. He had some nickname or something. But we're derailed here. It's Greg Doesn't Know Movies.
Holiday movies.
We have imaging for that or what?
No.
One day.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Mike.
It's been written, just hasn't been finished recording.
Okay. All right, Mike, let's get going.
So it has been written.
That's very creepy when Michael gives us an extreme close-up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, start us off.
All right. Wait, is there a song or something? No,
we just said
You're
no.
on, Michael. Let's go.
This is.
All right, let's do it. All right, Dad, you ready for the first question?
What is that Hello? Noise? Dad, why are you...
I'm here.
Greg's the first person to ever cause feedback on Zoom with his earbud.
What happened? Is that what happened?
It's your hearing aid.
Oh my gosh.
Do you have a hearing aid in?
No, I don't have a hearing aid yet. We talked about that last week. I do not. Apparently hearing aids cost like thousands upon thousands of dollars. How can they be that expensive? It's ridiculous.
Greg's solution, everyone just talk louder.
Yeah. Seriously. I'm gonna walk around
all right,
with
so are you ready?
One of those ear horns that they used to have in like the 1890s.
Go ahead, Mike.
Go, Michael.
Dad, you really know how to lose somebody.
Okay.
Right. Here we go. Dad, what popular Jewish comedic actor starred in the animated film Eight Crazy Nights?
I don't know. I'm going to take an educated guess by naming one of the few Jewish comics I can think of, which is Adam Sandler.
Well,
stupid. This is dumb.
Maybe I shouldn't have put Jewish in there. I blame you for that, Mike, because before the thing, you
is
just said
correct?
It crazy
Greg
nights.
Is starting off strong.
Yes, that's correct. I blame Michael for that one, because that's the one right before he's like, we're really doing Eight Crazy Nights?
I really don't.
No, he didn't know like the name.
No, I didn't, but here's the thing. When you fine-tune it down to Jewish comedian, it's like, in my mind, it's like, all right, it wasn't Jerry Seinfeld. What other Jew? And frankly, I didn't even know Adam Sandler was a Jewish comedian. I just knew that I associate him with like the Hanukkah song.
No. You see, here's the right way to phrase that question for Greg doesn't know movies is Adam Sandler wrote the Hanukkah song, which featured or something like where we say the name Eight Crazy Nights.
He always gets that one though. We've done that one so many times though, where we say the name. He always gets the ones where we say the thing in the question.
It's because I'm smart.
Oh well, he got this one. Crap, Christmas sucks already.
Yeah.
Let's go, Michael.
Sorry, that's the only one.
No, he didn't know. He didn't know the Richie Rich one where we. I don't know what we did, but we said something where we're like, "What's the movie where the guy is Rich?" You know, like, right. Or something.
Michael, anyway. Get a little closer to the camera,
dude.
Okay.
Blah. All right, Greg. Which famous
Michael
action
just said,
star
Michael
is the
just,
lead
Mike,
in-
Mike, stop. Jesus, dude. Michael just said Blaum, which means blow me.
Oh, well.
Oh, he did. I didn't even catch that. My sons are so respectful to me. I just, it's so wonderful.
All right, here we go. And
Merry Christmas, everyone. Go ahead, Michael.
Which famous action star is the lead in the movie Jingle All the Way, starring alongside the comedian Sinbad?
Okay, what famous action star?
What famous...
I would say Steven Seagal.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, another good one. I know that name.
You don't know Seagal? That? Have you ever seen Jingle All the Way?
No, God, no. Is Steven Seagal considered an action star at least?
No, he's a fraud. Let's go.
But yes.
No, I'm asking a question. Is Steven Seagal
yes, is.
An action star?
A fraud
star?
And an action star, yes.
Okay, why is he a fraud?
He's just, the list is too long.
It's Christmas, Greg. Let's be nice.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know anything about
that. All right.
That
all right. Dad, this one's simple, and you better get it or we're done here. The question is, who is the star of Die Hard?
Dad, if you don't get this one, I feel like this is the easiest question on the board.
Like, there's only one star?
Who's the main face?
The main character or the main star?
Bruce Willis.
Oh, dang.
How did you know that?
Is that right?
Dang.
Is that true?
Look, audience, notice how he responds. How did you like you as if you really knew?
I took a guess.
So wait, you took a guess with Adam Sandler too. You're just nailing all these with perfect guesses.
Here's the thing about Die Hard. The only thing I know, I've never seen a Die Hard movie, nor will I. The only thing I know about Die Hard is that I think it's an action movie. And for some reason, I associated Bruce Willis on Die Hard.
Not for some reason, because he's associated with it.
I had no sense of confidence in that answer.
Well, you need to
Why'd you say it?
You need to be better at not guessing these right when you're just pulling it out of your ass.
I'm going to edit out all of the correct answers and just splice in wrong answers from other episodes.
You guys need to be harder with your questions, apparently.
I mean, but it's the part, like, you haven't known any of these. You've taken educated guesses.
Right. If I don't know, I'm going to guess. That's the same thing I did in school. If it was a multiple choice and I didn't know the answer, I used my logical mind and I said, all right, let me bullshit my way to a correct answer by using logic and taking an educated guess. And that's what I'm doing in this game.
All right, Dad.
Continue.
What Christmas movie starring Will Ferrell Shit.
Mike, stop walking around, dude. Like, what are you doing right now?
Maybe I should walk.
Like, take your time. Read the question cleanly. Like, every question so far has been like,
Greg's got you rattled because he's gotten a couple right.
Yes, he's right. I'm a little frantic. All right, here we go. All right, Dad. Are you there?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, no one was saying anything. Dad, what movie starring Will Ferrell is a Christmas comedy where he plays a beloved elf?
Will Ferrell plays a beloved elf. I have no clue.
Oh, my God. All right, we're back.
Finally!
We're back, folks.
I don't have any clue.
Way to do the Yeti thing right after he suggested it.
Is it a remake of like a traditional movie? Or give me a hint.
His name is Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf. Okay, so it's a remake.
It's a what?
I was thinking of that movie where the guy's like way up in a mountain and there's a dog and a little girl visits him way up in a mountain.
You don't know, like that movie you're describing right now, you don't know what that's called?
I can't think of the name, but I know it.
I want to stay right here. What we're talking about is separate. It's called Elf. The movie Elf.
The movie is called Elf?
Yes, with Will Ferrell. Now you, well, it's because he just opened another can of worms because he doesn't know the name of the movie with the creepy guy on the mountain and the puppy and
Jim
the girl.
Jim Carrey.
That's the actor.
Yeah,
what Jim Carrey is up on the mountain. What is the iconic Christmas character? It's what you call somebody.
I just thought of it. The Grinch.
I mean, Jesus, Dad. Like, that's a victory. Even though you got there, that's a victory for us in that
I couldn't think of it at first. I just, I thought about the premise. That kind of thing.
The guy
who lived up elf, on the what mountain. A ridiculous name for a movie.
How do you not know Elf?
Is it Elf or the Elf?
I would say it's like this generation's most popular Christmas movie.
Are you serious?
And it's 20 years old now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Michael did the thing that Yeti suggested, Dad, where it's like, hey, we should put the name of the movie in. What's the movie with Will Ferrell where he's an elf? What's that called?
Hold on. Don't give away the game too much because I may do it again.
Okay. All right. You got me on that one. I didn't know that movie, nor did I have a good guess.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now a poem about Sheets and Giggles by Yeti Blanc.
Ah, Sheets and Giggles, on this Christmas day ends one sale and tomorrow sends another your way. As you start your next year, whether naughty or nice, you can buy some new bedding for a very nice price. Sheetsgiggles.com/Greg is the address. Use code 200 for 200 off a new mattress. As you end your day of being merry and bright, their sheets set the stage for a wonderful night. The quietest pillow supporting your noggin. A comforter so soft to promote better snoggin. Even before Santa left in his sleigh, he purchased himself a eucalyptus duvet. Sheetsgiggles.com/Greg. Act with speed. For a splendid night's sleep is exactly what you need. The end. Support the Greg Cody Show by supporting our friends at Sheets and Giggles. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
I swear, Yeti, each of those poems is better than the last. I love that you're doing that. Please, folks, go support sheetsgiggles.com/Greg. Promo code 200 this week, right now, $200 off a mattress with the code 200. They're going to be having different deals all month long. Check back to next week's episode where we're having a lot of fun. You're going to hear deals there. But please, guys, please support them. I know the holidays are a little almost over now. It's Christmas morning right now. But $200 off a damn good mattress, sheetsgiggles.com/Greg. Promo code 200. Let's get back to this chaotic. Greg doesn't know holiday movies.
Who stars in the movie Bad Santa?
Bad Santa.
Have you ever seen Bad Santa?
I think, didn't we use Bad Santa as like a fake title in one of those questions?
I think I've heard of it. And I want to say the guy is like a mean shopping mall Santa or something.
He's like a bad Santa. Thank you for describing
right, yeah.
The plot.
I can't visualize him though to even come up with a guess.
If you could name that actor, I will give you my left testicle.
I don't want it, but I would say nor do I need it.
He has one of those three names. It's like a three name name.
He wouldn't get this right if we gave him a billion tries.
Who are you about to say?
I was gonna say Jim Carrey, but you gave me a clue with the three name. The only three name actor I can think of is Daniel Day-Lewis.
That would be hilarious if he was Bad Santa.
Because
he's a serious actor, right?
Yeah, Dad. It's Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh wow, never would have gotten that. Is he still a happening actor?
Former cinephile guest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Okay. Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Michael.
All right, Dad.
Merry Christmas, by the way.
What is the movie starring a skeleton named Jack Skellington where he sets off on an adventure trying to...
Dude, read the question again. For the love of God, dude.
I was trying to change it. I actually don't know the question. Can you ask that one? All I have is Jack Skellington.
What movie is Jack Skellington in?
Okay, I've never heard of Jack Skellington. It sounds like a made-up name. I have no idea what the movie is. You want to give me a multiple choice?
It's a holiday animated movie that involves two major holidays. It involves Christmas and it involves Halloween.
He's never even said this movie before. Like he's never read it.
I think the answer is the movie is called Skellington the Skeleton.
It's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Really? They gave a big name role to a no name actor?
Dad, the character's name is Jack Skellington.
Oh, okay.
Who do you think Jack Skellington is? What other films has he starred in?
Yeah, like
that's why I'm saying he's a no-name actor. I've never heard of him.
You had like George Clooney having a friend in the industry named Jack Skellington?
Jack Skellington. Why isn't it just Jack Skeleton then? Why did they bother with Skellington?
Jack Skellington in The Passion of the Christ.
Oh, Dad, that was so great. I needed that one.
Okay. All right.
They gave that to a no-name actor?
I've never heard of Jack Skellington. Couldn't name another role.
Yes, because he doesn't exist.
All right. Well, that's why he never gets any work.
Mike, you want me to keep asking?
Yeah, go ahead. Just answer.
Which famous Christmas movie has the main character named Kevin McAllister?
Oh, I think I know that.
Damn it.
You guys hate it when I get one right, but I am almost sure that it's The Great Home Alone.
No, it's just Home Alone, not The Great.
Yep.
Okay.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you got that wrong.
Home Alone, by the way, Home Alone is a movie that I saw and love. Now, I haven't seen any of the sequels. I hated when they had that sequel where the cute, adorable 8-year-old is all of a sudden he's a teenager and I have no interest in him.
What's the name of that movie, Greg?
The other isn't it Home Alone 2?
Okay.
but there's something after the hyphen or whatever you call it. It's Home Alone 2 blank.
All right, what's the next question?
Oh, Jesus.
Happy birthday, by the way.
All right, the next question.
It's Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Which holiday movie does Tim Allen star in?
Tim Allen, the comedian who became an actor. And I want to say...
The only one.
Did time yeah, right. in prison.
Did time in prison?
I believe he did. Am I thinking? Am I knowing that correctly?
You're in arrest, but
you're sending us all scurrying to our computers.
Okay, I'm not besmirching him. So if he has,
I mean,
not
he got a DUI in 98. He got a DUI.
No, that's
he was paroled in 1981 after serving 2 years and 4 months in federal correctional institution Sandstone in Sandstone, Minnesota.
For smuggling cocaine or something? I see here.
Yeah, something like that. Tim Allen. Okay.
I mean, that is, why'd you bring us there? I mean,
well, because that's what I associate with his name. Unfortunately, what I don't associate with his name is a Christmas movie. So I have no idea.
Yes, it was possession of over 650 grams of cocaine.
I mean, Dad, he's probably the most iconic Santa character, at least of my generation.
Papa Shisho.
He played Dad. He was in The Santa Claus. He played Santa.
You didn't know that.
There's a movie called The Santa Claus?
Yes.
I don't know it.
Dad, the movie, though, is a play on, like, a clause in a contract. Like, The Santa Claus.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. That kind of thing. Yeah.
Wait, that's what that movie is titled? Like, that's why that's called that?
Yes, because it's a clause of, like, if they fall off the roof, like, you are now the new Santa. Like,
If you put on the pants, that's the Santa Claus.
That's it.
But I always just thought the title was The Santa Claus. Like, it's
no,
the Santa.
You dunce.
I did not. Wow. It never hit me that was like a.
They literally say it in the movie.
Like, I know he has the thing of, like, you fell off the roof, you put on the pants.
Dude, Bernard, he's like the claws.
Oh, Bernard.
Yeah, great.
All right. I didn't know it.
That's a dumb moment by me. I can't believe. I mean, I love that movie. I watch it every Christmas. I just never.
What?
I just never got the double entendre of the title.
Wow.
I knew about the claws in the movie, but I just didn't know that's why they called it that.
Hey, that's the name of our show. Right.
I mean, aren't a lot of the characters lawyers? I mean, I've never seen it, but.
What?
All right. Now, Dad.
What are you talking about?
This is the last question. And if you don't get this one, Dad, this is pretty easy.
What's your favorite Christmas movie? It's A Wonderful Life.
Who stars in A Christmas Vacation?
A Christmas Vacation. Isn't that a National Lampoon joint?
Don't answer.
All right. Good thing we ended on a real fart.
I would say Mavis Staples.
What?
I believe she has a song in
that
movie.
That's not the question he was asking.
Well, she stars in it for me.
What?
He's right, though. She does.
Thank you, Michael.
What song?
Nailed it. What's
no,
on,
that's,
Michael?
Not, that's not his question, Dad.
No, but Dad, who's the main character in the National Lampoon?
The main character is Chevy Chase.
No, wrong. It's Clark Griswold.
Yep. Got him.
Yeah, but who plays Clark Griswold?
Not important. You lose.
You got it. Yeah, you lose. So.
I think I'm right. I think
Yeti,
it was Chevy
edit
Chase.
In a, Eddie in a, edit, Eddie. I go, Yeti. Eddie. Edit in a wrong answer there. Thank you.
You got it. Anything.
Chevy Chase, that's the movie where they drive around with his dead mother on the roof of the car or something?
Nah, not on the roof, but yeah.
Am I thinking
wrong
of the right one?
Wrong one.
That's just the original Vacation, I believe.
And they have two, like, 14-year-old kids who are, like, both sort of assholes.
Yeah.
And then how does Mavis's
this
song
this could be another
go?
Segment of just Greg describing movies.
Vacation. Something like that.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay.
That's how she sounds.
This has been a chaotic, Greg doesn't know movies, and I'm not going to lie, I'm happy it's over.
I feel like it went very well. I feel like I did very well.
Yeah, it's because he won too many.
No, I feel like you did well, which doesn't make the segment good, and I think Michael was about as horrific as he's been.
Yeah.
I wasn't horrific. I just didn't know the questions exactly.
I mean, once again, you're still walking around, even though I asked you 10 minutes ago to stop.
Well, because I thought we were done. I thought we were wrapping it up.
Dude, you have not stopped this entire episode.
Oh,
that's not true. Actually, I have.
It's no, been so hard to concentrate. I should have just turned your camera off, Michael. It's been very hard to concentrate. The Christmas spirit we're going to get in a fight right here at Christmas.
All right, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that could have been distracting.
Okay. Let's all do what Michael's been doing this entire time. Mike.
Hey, like, everybody.
Hey, Greg, what do you think of the salad in the movie part?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
Adam Sandler in the Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah. What are you talking about? That's not true. All right, good night, everyone. Happy holidays.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
They told
let's
him.
Let's give this a real send-off, though.
Okay, sorry.
Let's tease the next episode for everybody. Thank them for joining.
Yeah.
Wish them the merriest of Christmases and happiest holidays.
Say Pod Family, you know, Pod do your thing.
St. Pod Family. Little St. Pod.
Next week's our 200th episode, big celebration, involving a very special guest.
Apparently you're doing the promo for the next episode, Yeti. Keep telling me what to say instead of allowing me to say it. I want to thank everybody for joining
us. What Greg is trying to say, everyone.
We've just had the big $199, which is our Christmas special, coming out on Christmas with a gift just for you with Greg Doesn't Know Movies, although he did today. He nailed it. But coming up is our 200th celebratory episode. We have, should we say who our special guest is? Because that's exciting. Mm-hmm. David Letterman is on our 200th episode.
That can't be true.
It is absolutely true.
No way that's true.
David Letterman is on our 200th episode. We have a cavalcade.
Wrong.
We have a special song by Chris Cody. And the first time he's ever sung on the podcast, we have a special song by him. And we reminisce about our first 200 episodes. It's going to be sentimental, funny. It's going to be wonderful. So we all want you to tune in then. And for a happy new year and a 200th episode extraordinaire.
Mike, how's that pickle?
Michael loves pickles. He always has.
Here's what I think.